Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. The problem I'm having right now, Jeff, is trying to go, what?
I'm laughing at Menigan laughing at me.
I thought you were laughing at me because...
That end of it of you going, so do it, felt like, shut up and stream. What's wrong with you?
Oh, that's not how I felt. I thought he was like, Andy, start talking so I don't have to talk anymore because I'm stretching out the beginning. But then I'm sitting here trying to do everything. Do you know how hard and difficult it is to try to do everything with your left hand when you're right-handed?
It's a pain.
And then I have to use my left hand to move my right hand to places. It is the most bizarre feeling in the world. Like, I can't, when I went to go, anyway, if you don't know, I have a cracked, shoulder blade. Shoulder on the side of my arm. It's cracked, yes.
Have we heard more about Andy and his shoulder or me when I had my entire hip chiseled out of my body and replaced by titanium?
But it wasn't affecting the show. That's the problem. You sit.
It might have been a little, but that's beside the point.
You guys are mean, man.
Jeff, I have said nothing. I should not be lumped in with that man.
All I know is I felt for you.
I don't want to talk about it, but it's like I'm sitting here. I'm trying to get the computer fired up.
I don't want to talk about it.
But I've got to do it with my left hand.
Come on.
What?
You're wearing a fuchsia-colored sling just so that everybody
can
see it.
I wear black all the time because when you're a big fat like I am.
You're looking good, by the way. You've lost.
You wear black
you're
all the time.
Good.
No, it's an optical illusion. Do you not realize that? And so then here's the other thing.
Like, you look thinner when you're in a sling? Is that an illusion?
I don't know. It's black.
Put one on the other arm.
Oh, that'd be great. It'd
be fun to watch you do the show.
Why don't I just connect them together and put them in the straitjacket that I belong in?
We're on YouTube. Fearless Leader can put some of those clips up.
I'm trying to reach the computer with my left hand, but then I've got to reach over my right arm to get it done. And I'm like trying to answer the phone, and then like you're trying to start the segment, and I'm coming back, and I'm just trying to turn my microphone on, but I've got to go with my left hand because my right hand is going in the wrong direction.
Do you want me to start being in charge of the mics and answering the phone for you?
No, why would I want to do that? So the other option is to release.
That's an honest question. That's not me trying to be a jerk. I can help you with that.
No, I know
you
can, but the other option is for me to release the sling. And just, you know, use my arm in the minimal way that I'm allowed to use it right now. But then I'm slowing down the process of having to wear this brace for like 10 to 12 weeks.
Was it Ken who came into the studio that one day and it had just happened to you? And you were wearing a sling, but it's black and it blends in with everything else. And was just getting ready to slap you on the shoulder. Was that Ken or was that Nick?
Oh, no. Ken, actually, we were doing.
Because you went. Ah!
Oh, no. It was
you
Nick. I'm like,
down,
don't touch
man.
Me. I'm like, my kid went to go give me a hug this morning. And I was like, I love you, man. But no. I'm like, Storm, move away. And he's like, oh, you feel bad. It is the most bizarre pain I've ever had in my life. I feel bad for anybody that has to go through this for an extended period of time. Like myself. And then you got to wear it so people don't come with you. Hey, what's up, buddy? Ah!
Yeah, but people can't see it because it blends in with what you're wearing.
Is that what the problem is?
Yes.
So cover it in stickers?
Lime green. Make it lime green and people are going to see it.
I mean, there's a giant hospital logo on this. I may as well just put a shirt on. You know, it's great. I should just start wearing T-shirts that say Browns Radio Network because I've got the other sponsor on my other arm. By the way, the Junior Browns backers. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude wipes. We love your Browns.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you this. When you don't have full access to your arm, that was not a bad invention.
Move along, Nandy.
I'm just saying. I am just saying, man. You sit here and you laugh.
Stop.
What?
Fired.
I'm giving them an unpaid testimonial.
Are
there any bidet companies in the area that need a sponsor? Andy can be your guy.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if you are looking for
a
great...
I'm Andy Baskin here for bidets.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for a stocking stuffer, that wipe company is a good way to go.
Don't get us pulled into a meeting.
It's not a meeting.
Tell them Andy said
it's not a meeting. They're friends with our friends, right? Are they not friends with our friends?
Okay.
And that makes them a friend of ours. Speaking of friends of our friends, can we please congratulate.
Good Lord.
Congratulate Paul Hoynes. We will have him on a show as soon as he realizes that he gets text messages. Very soon. He is the...
Dude!
What?
Oh, blowtorch our friends.
I'm not blowtorching him.
Hoynes' phone's blowing up today. He's going to get back to us eventually.
We've been on the air, what, 14 years? Is it 14 years or more than that, Jeff?
Good Lord, it's 14 years.
It's 14 years. It took Jeff 11 to get a smartphone. Can we, give Hoynes a little respect here?
That's actually fairly close.
Okay, so let's give Hoynes a little credit here. Let's give him credit.
Yeah.
Because he is... Is he being inducted into the Hall of Fame, or is he in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's getting the Baseball Writers of America Career Excellence Award, and it will be presented at the Hall of Fame induction, at the Hall of Fame induction week.
Okay, so if he's a part of Hall of Fame induction
week. It's
like
Tom Hamilton last year. Tom's not actually in the Hall of Fame. He was the Ford Frick Award winner, so there will be some, there's recognition of Tom at the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so, and it'll be the same with Hoynesy.
So is this the writer's equivalent of the Ford Frick?
Yeah, I do believe it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't we say he's in the Hall of Fame?
You'd technically be incorrect, but yes, you can say it.
Is there a plaque in the building with his name on it?
That I don't know. Like, Tom's not in the Hall of Fame, but he's the Ford Frick Award winner, and in the Hall of Fame it says who the Ford Frick Award winners are, and deservedly so for both of those guys. I have always admired and appreciated Hoynesy's beat writing. I think he's outstanding. And there are different guys have different writing styles. And Hoynesy, to me, has always written like you're sitting next to him talking about a game or talking about a team. And he mixes in intelligence and humor and bluntness that I really love in his writing.
Hmm.
And I think
that's fair.
I think it's a really, great combination. Hoynsey gets to the point, explains it beautifully, and does it with some style. And I really appreciate it.
We were lucky for so many years to have like that. I mean, we had the Mount Rushmore writers in town, right? Jim Ingram, Paul Hoynes.
Jim's still doing a great job for the Chronicle Telegram.
I just saw him last Sunday. He was at the game.
You can read his work at brownzone.com with Scott.
Mm. And then
Jim's awesome.
He does. And then Sheldon Oker. They were the Mount Rushmore of baseball writers.
I saw Sheldon a few months ago.
How's he doing?
He's doing great.
That's all he's just
great
doing.
Great dude. Still writing. Still editing.
I hope that...
writing for a community newspaper in Summit County. He wants something to do.
I mean, you think about all the writers. I don't want to put Hoynsey out the pasture yet because I think he's great. But, I mean, think about all the great writers we've had in this town. It's hard not to walk by the wall in the press box at the football stadium or in baseball, too, and see all the great writers. Baseball has more of a national feel when you look at the writers' pictures who are on the wall there. But here in Cleveland, you see all the great voices of the team, all the great writers. Hal Leibovitz, another one. I'm just trying to think of all those things. But I'm excited that our friend is now being put into
me too.
The base. I'm sorry. He's in the Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Fame writer. Yeah. To start working in town when some of those great guys were still writing. Hal was still writing. Chuck Heaton, perhaps the greatest gentleman I've ever met in our business. Father of Michael and Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck was just such a gentleman and such a good man. I really, really enjoyed my times talking to Chuck.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, we've had so many... I mean, great. I ran into Tim Rogers, the great golf writer from town, and Bob Roberts. I mean, who wrote about horse racing forever.
You know, I miss reading. I miss reading Bill Livingston.
Yeah, I do too. You know why I liked Bill too?
Bill could just put words together, man.
I used to always run into Bill in Columbus too because he loved covering the Buckeyes.
Yeah. And
but Bill just had like this.
Bill was a 76ers beat writer for a long time.
Oh, was he? Okay.
And he was really good on the NBA beat in Philly. And when he came here, he did all kinds of stuff. But when Bill wrote a golf column, oh, man, he was awesome.
Hmm.
And I thought all of his work was great. But when Bill wrote golf, man, I made sure I read it. Had to read it. He was phenomenal.
There was always just kind of I like the fact that he had no fear. I think that was the thing about Bill. There was just no fear to his writing ever. And when he asked the question, you kind of were like, wow, okay.
And we're fortunate now to still have some really top-notch people.
We are too.
Terry Pluto's phenomenal.
I love reading Jeff Shedell stuff. I like listening to Jeff.
Jeff gets to the point, and Jeff does it with
he asks Jeff questions that nobody else asks.
Yeah, Jeff's writing makes you think.
And he's not scared to ask a question. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to these Browns press conferences, and when Jeff pops in and asks a question, you're like, wow, you know, maybe I was thinking that. I just didn't think anyone would ask it. And he asks it. I don't know. I like it. We've got some good young writers here, too, in town.
Absolutely.
Guys that are getting better, guys and gals that I enjoy reading, too. But let's get back to the point here that Hoynsey is going to be inducted.
Yep.
So I'm excited for him. I'm sure the Guardians will do something nice for him, don't you think?
I hope he has something better to do than listen to us right now, but well-deserved, Paul.
Yes, bravo, bravo. We are proud of you. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Tim Tebow. I'm looking forward to this conversation with Tim. Obviously, a guy that kind of gets it when it comes to fandom and playing sports and being highly recruited.
Having a following before you ever hit the pros.
And then, you know, knowing what happened to him when he hit the pros, though, was a little different, and that the critics got loud, real loud on him.
Real fast.
Yeah. It didn't take very long. So let's hear from Tim Tebow. We're going to bring him in next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tim Tebow next, Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range.
This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.